You're listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM. We're online at WPKN.org, where we have a lot of commotion in the studio. I'm Valerie Richardson here till just about 7 o'clock, and I'm very happy to welcome to the WPKN studios Mickey Zipiel. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Let me make sure I have you here. Oh, this needs to be on. Okay, try that again. Now I think you're
hello.
There you are. Great. You are registering. You were in the red. So I'm just delighted to have you here.
I'm delighted to be here.
This is so cool. I was telling the whole story at the very beginning of the show. So my daughter and your older sister and me and your mother were all in a mother-daughter book group back at the North Haven Public Library 7 or 8 years ago. And you were always the small child sitting in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And your sister is now almost finished. She'll be a senior.
Yeah, she's going into senior year of college.
And you're going to be a senior in high school. And I've been hearing all these great things about you. It's interesting when it's one thing when your mother would tell me if she told me something, but I've been hearing about you doing things through other channels that you're just doing all this
really
interesting music. Well, you had a performance at the Best Video, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I didn't get to go to that, but I did see that.
Oh, cool! So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, you did. You knew that you had a performance at Best Video, right?
Yeah. No, I just didn't know that you had heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So I've seen your name creeping up. So Maggie, in the interim, in these 7 or 8 years, has developed is developing and expressing a love of music in a lot of different ways. So when did you start doing music?
Well, I started playing piano when I was in kindergarten, and at that point I'd already been in my church, you know, quote unquote choir for a while, you know, it was just kids at that point. And I've just added various instruments and choirs and lessons and all sorts of things since then. So then I, all throughout elementary school, was kind of writing songs in my head from time to time just for fun, but never writing anything down because, I don't know, I guess I was too embarrassed to acknowledge that I thought that was fun. And then going into eighth grade that summer, I just decided, like, this is it. I've got to just write down a song, and it's going to be bad because it's my first song. And it was about, like, cats, I think. So
you can't get wrong with cats.
No, you can't. And it seems like every single songwriter is just, like, required to love cats. I've never met a songwriter who doesn't love cats.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started writing songs and decided that I did enjoy it, and so I kept doing that, and now here I am.
It's pretty amazing. And did you also have a love of poetry? And, I mean, obviously, your mother is a writer, your parents are both word people, and
yep.
So...
Yeah. I think it was more, for me, it's usually been more about the lyrics than poetry, which is, I don't really know what the distinction is, but I've always paid a lot of attention to lyrics. My big idol growing up has always been Taylor Swift, and she's definitely pays attention to the lyrics. But also, yeah, I remember in elementary school reading a lot of, like, Shel Silverstein and... more recently, Billy Collins is really great. So.
Oh, yeah. I love Billy Collins.
Yep.
And you are also not only doing your own music, but you are helping other, encouraging other young women to do music. And this is part of a Girl Scout project?
Yeah. So I've been a Girl Scout since I'm going on my 12th year, I think. So pretty much my whole life. And we have this thing in high school that we can do called the Gold Award, which is... Ironically, I have to explain it as similar to an Eagle Scout award, but same kind of like big community service project that you organize and execute mostly by yourself. And so when I started going to open mics, summer going into 10th grade, I was kind of shocked at first to notice that I was almost always the only woman or one of two women, because from what I'd seen, you know, there were a lot of women in the music industry, but I think you know, we often just see the woman as the lead singer, and so we forget that the rest of her band is usually men. So that kind of shocked me at first, but then I got a little bit used to it, and I started thinking that for this Gold Award project, I could address it. So the original idea was to just have a songwriting group with other female songwriters in middle and high school. And that has been happening, but because of just the geographical restraints of everything, and because we can't all drive ourselves yet, it hasn't been a very big group yet. So originally I was going to have some adult female songwriters come as guests to talk to us and give us advice at the meetings, but I decided instead to start interviewing them and putting those on YouTube. So the project has expanded in a lot of different ways. Namely, just I've been reaching out to people more on an individual level. But I've been meeting a lot of really cool women and a lot of really cool girls. It's been great.
So you're going to do, how many songs can you do this afternoon?
I was planning on doing two.
Okay, so you're going to do a couple songs. So yep. Maybe we should go right to it.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. So I have an EP coming out hopefully sometime in August.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so that's exciting. Most people actually don't know about that yet, so you're in. And both of these songs are on that EP.
So I'm going to ask you just to move the microphone, maybe.
Yeah, let me.
Just to the whole, like the whole arm.
The whole arm.
Yeah. That's
that good?
That might be too far.
But, too far?
But let's try.
Is that good?
I think that's good, yeah. Usually when people sing, if I have their individually mic'd on their voice, it's so loud usually that...
You can't hear the guitar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll try this out. All right, so... this song is called For Free. I was chatting with some friends one time, and we ended up telling a bunch of stories of random acts of kindness that we'd experienced. And I was just kind of noticing how important all these moments had become to us, months, even years after they happened. So this song started as a way to sort of preserve those memories, but it ended up teaching me a lot about our power as human beings, or even as strangers. It's just so easy to make or break somebody's day. So that's what this is about. It's called For Free. Is a funny thing. Why do we love it so much? Even when it means nothing, we dream it up. Someone you barely talk to says you look fine today. Step by step, he guides you, and you learn how to waltz another way. Well worth its price. But sweetness, I believe, comes and goes for free. Comes and goes for free. In rosy film, remembered as flawless proof that everyone dreams of love and kindness. Back from the weekend, so he spins his friend in a hug. The sun is setting, So he walks you to the bus. And goes for free. Comes and goes for free. Song, just you and a friend. You trip on the dance floor, but someone catches you before you fall. Love, I believe, is well worth its price.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You sort of had a false ending there, like a couple bars back, couple choruses back. I almost cut it in some
No worries. All right. So this next song is called Beautiful.
Well, maybe we can, if you want to, we could chat a little bit.
Chat a little more. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
Give your voice a rest, because I was thinking of all sorts of things I wanted to ask you while you were even while you were singing, and I didn't warn you that when I'm in the radio studio with someone, probably when most people are, it's sometimes really distracting, because if you're the person being interviewed, I might be like looking over here and doing this. And when you were singing, I was having a coughing fit. So I didn't want to have the coughing fit in here. So it wouldn't mess up your recording. So,
well, thank you.
So we'll have this, and then you'll be able to have a copy of this.
Oh, awesome.
And how is your video working out?
Yeah, it is. It's propped up right here.
Okay, cool. So we had a nice conversation a few nights ago, and you were telling me, some about your development and some of the things you've been doing to mature yourself as a songwriter. And I love the story of the mentor that you have. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So the summer going into ninth grade, everything happens over the summer. It's crazy.
Yes.
The summer going into ninth grade, I was trying to find a songwriting camp to go to, but none of them that I was researching were really working out logistically. So my parents found this local songwriter named Jennifer Dauphiné, but her artist name is Pony Bird. And we asked her if she'd be willing to mentor me, you know, just for the summer, just, you know, meet with me a couple times, help me edit a couple songs. And so she did. And then at the end of the summer, she offered to keep mentoring me. And so since then, we've been working together now for like 2 years, I guess. Yeah, going 3 years. This is our third year, I think.
Wow. Yeah, because you're going into your 12th.
Because I'm going into 12th grade now. And she's just helped me so much with especially lately, especially with like logistical things that you can only really learn from experience normally, just like how to get a gig, how to record a song in your house with good equipment, and how to mix that song and all sorts of stuff. She's helped me with so much stuff, and she's wonderful. So everyone should go check her out.
So when you write a song and you start sort of putting on all the elements together, you usually would take it to her for criticism?
Yeah. I mean, it's different every time. Sometimes, like, the second track on my EP coming out is called How Long, and I think the first time we met, I played that for her. It was like a pretty rough draft, and she helped me solidify like the melody in the verse, I think, was the main thing, and the pre-chorus. She helped me like figure out what I like, how I really wanted it to sound, and so we edited that together. But usually lately I will work on recording a song, for example. That's what I've been doing a lot lately, of course. And then when she comes over, I'll like play her what I have so far, and I'll say like, does this track, like, can you tell what I'm saying here? Or I'll say like, do I need to add percussion here? And she'll just like, she knows so much about how to make songs work. And the other thing she does a lot is I'll be practicing for a gig, and she'll help me figure out just like where I can like add more space into the song, or where I need to work on my intonation, or even just like if what I've said to introduce the song doesn't make sense, she'll help me figure that out too. So she really has just helped me with like everything that you can't get help from with like the internet, pretty much,
right.
Which is a lot. Yeah.
You're listening to listeners supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM, online at WPKN.org. I'm Valerie Richardson. I'm in the studio right now with Maggie Zipiel, and she is a young singer-songwriter who is going into 12th grade this year in high school. And she's performing some of her songs and talking about her development as a singer-songwriter, and it's just great to hear you. It brings tears to my eyes.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
So do you have any upcoming gigs? Anything you want to plug?
So I've been just like so like focused on the album right now that I haven't gotten around to like, I haven't like finished writing a song in a couple weeks. I haven't found gigs recently. It's really taking a little too much time. But I will be figuring that out soon. If you want to stay updated on that, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm at MaggieMusic131. And I always let people know when I have a gig coming up. So hopefully there'll be a couple end of the summer, beginning of the fall. So.
And your the Instagram that you're working with the young women, what mm-hmm. is that one?
That's at girls.who.write.songs.
Okay.
And that one is actually like pretty eclectic. I put a ton of different stuff on there, like quotes from female songwriters, updates about the exercises we've been doing, songwriting suggestions, and also then you will hear when I've published a new interview, which end up on YouTube. So that's what that's for mainly.
So that's a whole different thing you're doing.
Yeah,
the
totally.
Interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the tables are turned.
Yeah.
So you're very comfortable. You're very comfortable, and obviously you're a very articulate young woman. And
thank you.
Just being behind a microphone, being in front of a camera, being in front of an audience, seems like you're pretty comfy with that.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember the first time I did an open mic, my mom was shocked that I wasn't like horrified. She's laughing right now because when I was really little, I was like the shyest kid around. I wouldn't let her leave me anywhere, pretty much. But I think just I've spent so much time imagining myself being able to do these things, and I care so much about it that I think that shyness has just kind of disappeared, at least for this part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's I think once you also you challenge yourself and you get past the fear and you do it, and it's just so much fun. Usually.
Yeah, exactly.
I always feel that way about radio or about, you know, anything. Not that I ever go in front of audiences that much, but usually it's such a lift and mm-hmm. such an adrenaline pump.
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. So Do you want to do your other song?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll fix the mic again. There we go. Does that look good?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Your voice is very strong. While I was having my coughing fit in the next room, I also could hear it as it was playing through the radio, and so it sounds good.
Okay, great. So this next song is called Beautiful. I wrote it the summer going into ninth grade when I was 14, because my school has a significant stress culture that I felt like a lot of my classmates and I were playing into it a little more than we really wanted to. And so this is kind of the song. Originally, it was just kind of what I wanted everyone to do better. But then I started playing this out at open mics and didn't really expect anyone to understand what I was really talking about, because I thought it only applied to like 14-year-olds stressing about college. But turns out everyone stresses about insignificant things, and it's not something that any of us are going to necessarily grow out of without working on it. So this is a song for all my classmates. I think some of them are actually listening, so if you are, they've actually heard this before at school, so this is called Beautiful. Sometimes we pretend we know everything that we need. I think sometimes we convince ourselves and forget who we're meant to be. So here's to knowing nothing at all. Here's to loving who we are right now. Here's to letting go of caring what tomorrow holds in seed. Things will grow to trees and you'll stay right beside me. And so what if all we know is that today is beautiful? I think sometimes we create this storm just to know how it feels to be hurt. Do you think sometimes that this rain is perfect for dancing in together? So here's to knowing nothing at all. Here's to loving who we are right now. Here's to letting go of caring what tomorrow holds in seed. Things will grow to trees and you'll stay right beside me. And so what if all we know is that today is beautiful? The rest of the world separates us from them, so I guess we're the last ones to realize we're the lucky ones. Here's to knowing nothing at all. Here's to loving right now. Here's to knowing nothing at all. Here's to loving who we are right now. Here's to letting go of caring what tomorrow holds in seed. Things will grow to trees and you'll stay right beside me. And so what if all we know is that today is beautiful? So what if all we know is that today is beautiful?
Wow, and that was beautiful.
Thank you.
A lovely song. So that summer before ninth grade must have been a pretty significant summer for you.
It was. And actually, you know, it feels kind of like, feels kind of like every summer is pretty significant, because I feel like during the school year, I'm just trying to like keep writing and doing whatever I'm working on. But every summer, it feels like some big new thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
How many songs do you think you've written so far?
I actually counted it up like a couple months ago, and I think I had just passed 200.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Not all of them are good. Most of them, you know, a lot of them, sometimes I just decide that I haven't written a full song in a while, and I just like set the timer for 15 minutes and say I'm going to finish something by the time this goes off. And so some of them are, you know, pretty bad, but yeah,
well,
it's fun.
And any artist or any musician will tell you that you got to do the night the ones that are that don't work. You have to do 9 bad ones for every good one.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
And you got to get through it. And I know myself, I'm a visual artist, and a lot of times something just doesn't work, and I'll throw it aside for a while. And then I sort of picked up something along the way, maybe a solution to a certain mm-hmm. problem or a way to move something forward. And so that I can come back to things later on and maybe yeah. that thing that you didn't think was going to work out works out.
Yeah, totally.
And so we were talking the other night, you were talking a lot about your producing the EP, which mm-hmm. is not quite done yet, right?
Not quite. We're working on it. I also have, like, no sense of how long things take because I didn't have any production or mixing experience before I started working on this. So, so I'm learning everything for the first time, but yeah.
But I think you said something to the effect of you are recording and producing this and mixing this yourself,
because
I asked you where you were going to record it, and I think your answer was something maybe like I didn't find anyone that I thought could do what I wanted them to do. Is that
well? I decided not to really look for anyone who could do that. I'm sure I could find. I might end up finding someone for my next project down the road, but I decided that it was important for me to know, especially as a woman and especially as a young person, it's really important for me to know at least the basics of what's going on if someone else were to be mixing or producing for me. So just being able to do that for myself for 6 songs, which is how long the EP is, I think has taught me enough that if I were to end up in a studio, which I might decide to do later, then I wouldn't be completely oblivious and I would be able to stand up for myself if I needed to, which I've heard a lot of stories from women, especially of having to stand up for themselves in the studio, especially. Yeah.
That's interesting. So what sort of equipment do you use?
Well, I Guitar Center employees know me pretty well at this point. I got like all the mics and all the various techie things that you gotta plug in, but I mix it all on GarageBand, actually, like the free version of GarageBand, because mm-hmm. I keep things pretty acoustic, or you know, maybe an electric guitar or bass every now and then, so it's not, I don't have to do anything too complicated with editing, and I like to keep it sounding relatively, like, I don't want to say raw, because that sounds like fake, but I'd like to keep it relatively, like, real. I don't like to over-edit anything. So I've just been using GarageBand on my laptop and, of course, all the right mics and stuff. But, yeah, in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do anything to muffle, like the echo or anything?
I thought about that a lot at the beginning of the process because I was really concerned I was going to have terrible acoustics. But that's actually why I record in my bedroom most of the time, because there's so many like blankets and carpets and pillows and stuff. And I have a pretty tiny room too. So the sound, the acoustics are perfectly fine in there, which surprised me, but I'll take it.
Your cats come wandering in.
Yeah. I have to close the door for that reason. But there was actually one time when I was working on recording a song called The Clock, which is actually the title track. And I just gotten to the end of the piano part. I was trying to do it in one take, and it was the first time I'd done it, like, perfectly. And on the last chord, my cat walked over and meowed right into the microphone. And I had to do it all over again.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was on beat, too. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't work that into the song somehow.
I know. I thought about it. I really did think about it. But it wouldn't fit the theme, sadly.
So while you were singing, there were a couple of artists came to mind that, I don't know if you know their work, but that you might like their work. The Neilds?
Yeah, I've seen them live, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw them at The Space, which no longer exists, but it's in Hamden. And actually, I think they have like cousins or something who went to my school. I don't know, some crazy thing. But yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, Narissa and Katrina Nields, and they're sisters, and they've been performing for, I don't know, probably 20 something years or so. And then there's also an artist that she's in New York, Rachel Sage.
I haven't heard of her.
Yeah, she's just the sort of the precision. You're very sort of very clear, and there's a certain precision that she has, and a certain just a real intelligence in her work that.
Cool.
I sort of heard echoed in your work. So.
Well, thank you. I'll have to look her up.
Yeah. So you also brought some music to share, because if you come to a radio station, then the fun part is you can also DJ some sets and put some things together. So I have your playlist. So I think we
great.
Can, are we doing this in pretty much in order?
Yeah, in order is great. I guess I'd like to just introduce the first song briefly. So I think I mentioned this before, but like Taylor Swift has been my biggest inspiration, I guess. I've learned a lot from just listening to her music. So I thought I should start off with an incredibly underappreciated song by her. This is called State of Grace. And then after that, I'll play also underappreciated song by Ed Sheeran called Sunburn.
Cool. So you are listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM. We're online at WPKN.org. I'm Valerie Richardson here with you this afternoon, and joined in the studio for this hour by singer-songwriter Meggie Zepiel. And your last name is spelled?
It's C-Z-E-P-I-E-L, which is really weird. But I've decided, actually, that for, like, official, for, like, on the EP, it's just going to say Meggie, because I don't. People don't need to feel obligated to learn how to spell my last name. That's too much work.
I think I did post the photo on Facebook, and I think I spelled it correctly. So.
Oh, very good.
I just had to remember there are two E's in it. There's no, I wanted to just put an A in there.
Yeah, it's weird. Everybody always gets the CZ, because that's the surprising part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, some music now from Taylor Swift. And music there from Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran. And what was that song about?
It's called Sunburn. I don't actually know the background to it, but it was from his collaboration album called Five, which I believe came out in 2015. He actually just had his album called Six come out recently. So, yeah.
It's like Adele, the numbers.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And the other thing he does is the, like, add or plus, multiply, divide, no subtract yet.
Well, I have an Ed Sheeran story, because I think I was at IKEA a few weeks ago, and I heard this charming, charming song come on. It's called What Do I Know?
Oh,
and
yes.
I Shazammed it, and it was Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling a friend of mine, oh, I found this really great artist, and I love this song. And she said, he is the biggest thing in the world. He's bigger than Elton John was. He's just huge. I never had heard of him before.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's probably my second favorite artist. He started out as a street musician when he was younger than me, when he was 14, writing his own songs, playing on the street. And he's clearly put so much time into his music. It's amazing, and he has such good lyrics. I always listen for the lyrics, and his are they never fail. Yeah,
very, very cool. And then we started with Taylor Swift, and she's someone. When did she start recording? She was in her early teens.
Yeah, so she had her first record label when she was 14. But then she left that and ended up getting signed onto Big Machine Records when she was 16. And that's when she put out her first album. So that was,
And so she, and now, of course, she's huge. But
yeah, right.
She is an amazing songwriter. And she's also the master of her own destiny. She's
totally.
Always called her own shots and made her way in the world.
Yeah, she's a great role model.
So you're listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM. We're online at WPKN.org. I'm Valerie Richardson. I'm here in the studio with Maggie Sipiel, and I'm on the air until just about 7 o'clock today. And at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be speaking to Bruce Barrett about a project he is doing on August the 8th, an Interfaith Service Day in New Haven. So we'll be talking by phone with him. He's with the group I Wage Peace. And Maggie is a family friend who is going to be a senior in high school and is also just I hope you've been hearing this afternoon, an amazing singer and songwriter and a very confident you're making your way in the world too. You're definitely master of your own destiny. she played a couple of her own songs. She does have an EP coming out. So I think I'm going to have you back here to talk about the EP.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
And now she's selecting some music to play. And parents, I'm recruiting her for the radio station. Well, we'll see. You were saying you've got a full plate, but
I would really love to do that if I can.
Well, and I was saying to you, you'll be going to college next year, and I did college radio and starting 40 years ago this summer, and it was just so much fun. I loved radio, and so I hope you can get involved either now or later.
Definitely.
So the next song, now this is from your mentor.
Yeah, this is from my mentor. Her artist name is Pony Bird. This is her new single. She was talking to me the other day about like all the crazy things she did. Basically, she decided to make producing this like the wackiest, most fun thing possible. So that's what she did. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in here, and it's awesome. So this is called I Could Never Love You.
Cool.
I'm see, but something made you just reach out.
Okay, so what do we hear in that set?
So that was I Could Never Love You by Ponybird and Not Over You by Tessa Violet. So next up we have Heaven by Troy Sivan featuring Betty Who. Troy, I love Troy for like a whole lot of reasons. But this song, I actually got to hear him in concert last fall with my sister Ellie, who you know. Mm-hmm. And before the show, some fans had cut up these construction paper flowers because his album was called Bloom, and they put one on each seat, and then when he played this song we all put the flowers up and used the flashlights on our phone behind them so they were all glowing.
Oh, fun.
And it was just beautiful because this is kind of one of those songs that's not iconic to someone who doesn't know him, but if you know him, like, this is like the song. So everybody was in tears. It was beautiful. So make sure you listen to the lyrics in this one.
So, but before we get to that, let's just talk about the Ponybird song a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
So she's your mentor, and mm-hmm. And you were talking a lot about her production, and they have a studio in their basement, and I love that production. That just she's just yeah. really sort of it's sort of out there and very very well very playful, but it's definitely
but in the like high quality way. Yeah.
yeah.
Like totally.
She's, like she's, I mean, very, I guess the word, it's a very creative sort of,
yeah.
The way she starts a song and everything. So,
yeah.
She'd be a good person to have as a mentor.
Totally. Yeah. And she also, she writes everything like on her guitar. So she starts with that acoustic side and she has that and she performs that way a lot. But then she also is just, she is so creative with the way she produces things. And I love that.
Neat. Okay, so here is, say the name again.
Heaven by Troy Sivan featuring Betty Who.
Okay. Listening to listener-supported WPKN in Bridgeport at 89.5 FM. We're online at WPKN.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. And us right now is me. I'm Valerie Richardson and Mickey Sepiel, who has been my guest here in the studio for a little bit over an hour. And I was going to be talking to Bruce Barrett at 6 o'clock, and he very nicely gave us a little bit more time. So Mickey, earlier, that's a pulled out, sang some of her own songs and performed them here in the studio. She's a singer-songwriter, a young woman who's going to be a high school senior this year, and now she is she's put together some sets and is doing introducing a lot of these artists I haven't heard before. So who do we hear
yeah,
in that last set?
I tried to keep it a little less what you'd expect. I tried to keep it with stuff that you wouldn't have heard before necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard, I didn't hear of any of the artists in the last set. So what did we hear in the last set?
So we heard Heaven by Troy Sivan featuring Betty Who. And then we heard Tuesdays by Jake Scott. And then TFIL by, I think you say it like Malin, it's MLYNN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so next up we have...
We have a couple more things to check out.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So we were talking during while the music was on, and they're trading some music. You're introducing me mm-hmm. to some music, and I had some artists that I thought you might enjoy hearing. But then you let out this incredible news that you're going to be studying with Dar Williams this
yeah.
summer. That is so amazing.
Yeah, so she has a songwriting retreat that she does every summer. And I'm going to be going to that actually with my mentor, Ponybird, for like 5 days, I think. Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to you after that.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there.
Do you know how many other people will be there?
No, I think it's, I would guess from the pictures that I've seen, I'd say it's somewhere around like 40, maybe? Something like that.
So maybe that when you were looking for a camp or something, this is sort of what you would have been looking
yeah,
for.
Right.
But maybe now you're old enough and experienced enough to really get something out of it.
It's funny because when I was looking for camps, I remember there was a camp at Berkeley that I was thinking about, but all the like pictures and videos were of older high school students, and I remember being 14 and being like, oh, I don't know, that's kind of scary. I don't want to be with all those old kids. And now here I am deciding that I'm going to go to a camp with a bunch of adults. So we'll see how that goes, but I think it'll be really fun.
And did you have to audition?
I had to send in an application, but she's pretty relaxed about who can come. It's pretty much like if you have written songs or want to learn more about writing songs, you can apply. And yeah, I think, I don't know if I sent in a, I think I must have sent in a recording, but yeah.
Very interesting. Well, she's just, she's the complete package. Her songwriting, her voice, her, just her, her social consciousness. Mm-hmm. She's just an amazing woman. I went to see her in concert about a year ago and up in Ridgefield, and she was celebrating the 20th anniversary of, and I'm trying to remember the name of the album, one of her really seminal albums came out 20 years ago. So, and in fact, I interviewed her right before that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
That was cool. I'll see if I can find the interview for you.
Yeah.
So Maggie's been here for a little bit over an hour, and this is going to be the last set. I was very excited to see Ani DeFranco in here.
Yeah. My mentor, Pony Bird, who we played earlier, actually introduced me to this song and to Ani DeFranco in general. So, yeah.
And you're starting off your set with a song called Radio Friendly Pop Song.
Yes. So this is probably the funniest song I've ever heard. So you have to listen to the lyrics. But it's called Radio Friendly Pop Song. You'll see why when you get to when you hear the lyrics, you'll see why. But I had to play this since I'm on the radio. I had to include this in the set because it's kind of the title's a little bit ironic, but you'll see. It's really funny.
Okay, here we go. And we're finishing up here with a lovely song by Ani DeFranco. What was that?
That was You Had Time by Ani DeFranco. My mentor, Pony Bird, actually introduced me to that song. So it's cool to play here.
I think that's been one of the really, well, probably one of the many wonderful things about having a mentor, just being able to
share music.
share music, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And what did we hear right before that? That was a fun little song.
And before that was called Radio Friendly Pop Song, a little ironically, by Matt Fischel.
Cool. Well, I've been in the studio for the last hour and 22 minutes now with Maggie Sepio. And Maggie came in as we were talking at the beginning of this. She is a singer-songwriter. She's working on an EP. She performed a couple of songs early on in the show. And you are also working on your Girl Scout Gold Star.
Gold Award, yeah.
Gold Award, okay. Mm-hmm. And so you've been, you've created a forum, I guess, for young singer-songwriters like yourself. So
yeah.
Why don't you get a little bit more information about that for people who have tuned in here at the end.
Yeah, so basically I ended up, I have a songwriting group for with other female songwriters in middle and high school because there's not much of a community for us otherwise. And I've also been interviewing successful adult female songwriters just to get their perspectives and advice. So the interviews are on YouTube, and a whole bunch of stuff is on Instagram. So if you want to reach out to me, if you or someone you know might be interested in checking out the group, you can like DM me on Instagram. It's at girls.who.write.songs.
Neat. So if you're going to songwriting sessions with Dar Williams, are you going to try doing an interview with her?
I would love to interview Dar Williams. I'm not sure if, I don't know. I don't know if that would work out logistically, but I could ask her. That would be really, really cool if that worked.
I bet she would be.
You think so? Yeah, she seems like a very generous person.
She is. I think she is. Yeah. I had an interview with her, I think about a year ago. So
yeah.
And so your EP will be out by the end of the summer before
yes.
school starts? Okay, so I think we'll have to arrange another date.
I would love that. Thank you.
It'll be fun to hear those songs, and then also to hear just to talk about the production and everything.
Yeah.
So okay, so you got it. You got an invitation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Maggie. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming down. Thanks, parents.
Yeah, they drove me here.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to put on some music now from Terry Riley.